Mini episode 278 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You'll want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 278. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris, and what you're about to hear is a joint production with our friends and associates in the 21st Century Media Alliance, the Unheard Scene webcast. Together at the House of Blues in Cleveland, Unheard Scene co-host Matt Patrone and I had a conversation with Mark Pilkenroth of King Ryan Events about the live music showcase events they promote for up-and-coming music acts.
I am Mark Pilkenroth of King Ryan Events. I am the president of King Ryan Events and Live Music Showcase. We are an event production company. We do live music shows all over the United States as well as in Canada. We don't work with just the House of Blues. We do venues, everything from House of Blues, Hard Rocks, to locally owned venues, depending on what city we're in. And the premise of our shows is to give artists an opportunity to showcase their music and network with major record label representatives. So at every show we do, there is always someone from, you know, a Sony, Epic, Atlantic, Warner Brothers, Interscope, so on and so forth, at the shows. Tonight we have Jim Kelly of Island Def Jam, who is here. I'm sure we can get him to come on by in a little bit and let him talk about
Anthony himself. Handed him our business card and asked him, so I think we're going to get that worked out.
Excellent.
How many bands do you usually get to perform at each event?
At each show, we typically have about 13 to 15. Sometimes we do a little bit more depending on the type of event that it is. At our hip-hop shows, which is called Urban King Showcase, we tend to have about 17 to 19 because the sets are typically less in length. This particular show tonight, we've got about 15, 16 performers, all ranging in talent. And genres of music. We've got rock bands, we've got acoustic performers, we've got some hip-hop, dance music, males, females, older, younger, just a wide selection of musicians that are coming out and doing their thing.
How do they get a hold of you to be a part of this event?
Great question. You can find us online at livemusicshowcase.com, or you can email info@livemusicshowcase.com, and from there, you will be sent to one of our handful of coordinators who are putting events on, depending on what city or state you're interested in performing in.
So is it, you get flooded with, do they have to go through some kind of filtration system kind of thing?
Yes,
to get picked?
A little bit, yes. What our goal is as a production company is not to be overly critical of the talent, but to really help identify the type of genre of music based on what label we're working with or representative from that label we're working with. So, for example, if I was doing a show with a representative from Aftermath Entertainment, which is Dr. Dre's label, we really wouldn't be looking for rock bands. Mm-hmm. You know, we try not to be overly critical or discriminate, obviously, any age or gender or anything like that. I know there are some labels that are looking for particular things.
Like you said, you're not going to go to a Dr. Dre label with a Metallica-type band.
That is correct. That is correct. A show like today with Island Def Jam, a lot of people hear the name Def Jam and they think about, you know, the 80s and 90s, LL Cool J's and the,
right,
you know, all the older groups of yesteryear. But Island is their pop rock, you know, their R&B. So you're talking about Kanye West, Rihanna,
right,
to Justin Bieber.
I saw Bon Jovi on there as well.
Exactly.
So,
there's a guy with a couple hundred million record sales.
Mark, what's the origin of this type of event? How did these come together in the first place when you started setting these up?
Well, my business partner, who happens to be my oldest friend, actually started. His name is Ryan of King Ryan Events. And he came up with this idea of just basically giving artists a chance to perform. Now, that's definitely not our original idea. That's done all over the country and or world. We started King Ryan Events about 5 years ago, just over 5 years ago. And in the beginning, it was just a chance to showcase. There weren't even label representatives the first couple of months. And then we decided there needs to be more to it. So we started bringing in representatives. And as far as networking with them, we just simply called until someone answered the damn phone.
I was going to say, how hard would that have been? Anthony's good at that.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was really just, hey, I want to do a show. Put someone on the phone. We can't help you. Hang up. Call someone else.
Call again.
The power of the internet. So from there, we've built a really good network. We started in Los Angeles, which is where we're located in Southern California. For the first couple of years, we did shows just in L.A. In summer of 2009, we started doing shows in San Diego and San Francisco. 2010, we did our first show outside of California, which was actually Cleveland, Ohio.
And Cleveland rocks.
We did Cleveland, Ohio, because I actually lived here for 8 years, and I thought it would be nice to go back and visit some friends and family. In 2010,
get a paid trip out here, right?
What's that?
And get a paid trip out
there
here.
There you go. There you go. So we expanded from there. We started going to really the major music markets: the New Yorks, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, obviously. And then in 2012, January 2012. We started doing shows in Canada. So we started going to Toronto. September of 2012, we went to Vancouver. And upcoming, in April of 2014, we will actually be doing shows in Australia.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We'll eventually go to London, England. We've decided to start with the English-speaking countries since our Espanol is not quite up to par.
No Espanol? Do fans have to pay to get involved with this?
No, they do have a pre-sale ticket requirement.
Okay.
We don't charge any type of registration fee. It's pretty simple. There are tickets to sell, and there are reasons for that. Any label representative that I work with will be the first to say, if you can't sell, 10 or 15 tickets to your own friends and family to perform, you've kind of got to go back to the drawing board.
Learn how to do this.
A lot of musicians of yesteryear like to sometimes try to make a point of, well, I'm a musician, not a promoter. And that's simply not the way music is today. You need to promote yourself. To bring up, to talk about the representative here tonight, Jim Kelly, Justin Bieber works at the label that he's a part of. Justin Bieber has over 1 billion social media hits. If you're going to tell me that's all based on talent, not promoting, then
right.
I'm not buying into that. So and it really helps. It helps the venues as well.
Right.
There's a lot of promotional companies that, they talk big and they say, we're going to bring 1,000 people, and then 30 show up. And the whole thing is kind of a bummer for everyone. This way it helps us stay organized and also say, hey, House of Blues, hey, Hard Rock, hey, Bob's Local Bar. This is the type of crowd you can expect tonight, which really becomes a win for everybody and also for the performers. Many of them have all done an event where they've performed in front of that 20 or 30 people at some local cafe, and that's all good too.
Been to those shows.
You have. There you go. It's a hell of a lot more exciting when you're able to perform in front of 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 people,
right.
And you're building your fan base as well, which is also what our shows are about. So many of our artists tonight they're all from Ohio or Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So they're going to network with each other as well as the label representative.
Well, you know what? Along those lines, with the travels that you've made, I mean, there's been much that's been made over the last couple decades about how radio's more homogenized. You don't have the local sounds, the geographic sounds as much anymore. It's all nationalized. But are you finding, as you're going different places, that you're hearing, say, a commonality among the San Francisco bands or Vancouver? Are you hearing any kind of regional sounds as you're going places these days?
Do you mean like a specific sound?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay. First of all, a quick funny story for you. My first show in San Francisco, we had this genius idea that we were going to go do a rock and roll show up there.
Uh-huh.
No, it was all hip hop.
Oh. Okay.
And we squeezed 320 people into a 140-person venue.
Uh-huh.
And, not bragging, I think that was more stupidity. we don't go into cities anymore with a predetermined notion of what the music should be like.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of let it come to us.
Okay.
If we do a show in Memphis and we're thinking it's going to be honky tonk and it's going to be, and then it's like, whoosh, here's all the hip hop. We accept that, and we do a hip-hop show there.
Okay.
There are definitely some different sounds. The sounds in Toronto are very different from, say, Vancouver.
Interesting.
Vancouver is a very Seattle, grungy, rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto is very European, a lot of dance, or EDM, electronic dance music type of, you know, I call it techno.
Yeah.
Under that umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Nashville is rock and roll.
Okay.
It's not as country as everybody wants to make it believe.
Really? Okay.
I'm mentioning when you get to, like, you're looking for a honky-tonk, you're thinking you're going to get honky-tonk. How many times have you had to change record labels at, like, the last minute?
Not too often, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
Usually the representatives that we work with are a part of majors. So I try to stick to, I don't try to find, like,
independent
Mr. Rapper Records, for example. Because I know it's going to limit me to one thing or one or two things. When you're able to work with representatives from a, you know, Sony and their subs, you know, Columbia and Epic and RCA or Interscope and so on and so forth through Universal, it really just kind of gives you a lot more breathing room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there have been some rare occasions where representatives at the last minute get rescheduled and need to be elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is my network is now upwards of 30 or 40 different representatives. So the one thing I refuse to do is put on a show without a representative.
Good.
I would sooner cancel it if I had to than have everyone promote and do what they do to basically come and perform for me.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, because that would undermine the premise of the whole thing if you didn't have somebody from the label there. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we try to keep it a very broad-based as far as representatives or labels that
this question might be a little bit hard to answer.
Sure.
But what would you say the percentage rate of success out of one of these is?
Well, my question to you, and you don't have to answer it, is define success. So,
true.
So if you're asking how many people have been signed from our shows, the answer is 21.
Okay.
21 in the last 5+ years. Now, that's various types of deals. That's everything from independent management to touring, distribution. If anybody's familiar with the New Boys, they performed at our second showcase ever. They're from California. They had a couple of hit songs, 2009, 2011, pretty popular in California. They were teenagers. They performed at our show. They weren't signed at our show.
Mm-hmm.
They performed there. They continued to do what they do. They networked, and they ended up signing for Warner Brothers.
They still promoted themselves. And
yeah. Well, mainly their mom. They were like 15.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say it so you don't have to. 21 that wouldn't have been signed had it not been for these shows, so that's pretty good.
You know, yes, and we're proud of that. There's a group out of Dallas, Texas, Keeper of the Plains.
Mm-hmm.
They performed at one of our shows. And oddly enough, they had a family emergency in the middle of the show and had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the representative really liked their music,
mm-hmm.
but was kind of unable to do anything at the show with them. It turns out, and this is what's kind of special about our shows, is there was someone from an independent label who was in the PR department, just there as a random guest,
mm-hmm.
quietly observing, saw their music, connected with them. I get a phone call about 2 months later from the lead singer, Mike Gutierrez. He calls me, and you'd think he won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, we got signed. And I'm like, yay. And you know,
how?
And that's the thing. And for me, it's like, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter if it's my show or any show.
Right.
You know, I want to see, you know, everybody is doing this because they love it.
Yes. Right?
That is it. So I was excited for him. He's like, yeah, remember when we performed at your show? And I'm kind of like lost, thinking, what did I miss here?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, you know, he explained this story to me, and they had signed with this independent label. And he was like, we've got a touring deal throughout Texas, Nebraska,
wow,
those western Midwest states.
Okay.
He's like, you know, I still got my 9-to-5, but I'm going to be taking some time off work. We're going to go on tour. They're going to pay us. And he's starting to live the dream,
uh-huh.
at which I couldn't be happier for someone like that. But the definition of success from our shows can mm-hmm. also go to... there was a gentleman by the name of Angel. He was a pop singer out of Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and he performed at our show. This is back in November of last year. This was at the Hard Rock Cafe, and He contacted us after the show and was like, thank you so much. I had a great time. After performing at your show, my Facebook page increased for almost 500 people in likes.
That was a success.
Exactly.
That helps him promote himself.
Exactly.
And then those 400 or 500 people are going to tell 400 or 500 more people.
Exactly.
Right.
Next thing you know, he's success.
That is part of it.
More success.
Exactly.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for tonight, Ricky. You got any more?
No, nothing more.
We'll take any more of your time up. I know you're a busy man.
Thank you very much, guys.
We had some people here that were waiting. I don't know where they went.
They were looking for
you. Yeah.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We'll let you go, and thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for your time.
One last thing. Yes. When and where is the next show?
The next show is going to be in New York. It is an all-hip-hop show. That will be in Queens on Saturday the 13th. And then we have a very busy schedule to round out July, which will include two shows in Denver, Salt Lake City, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Vancouver, and one in Los Angeles to round out the month of July.
And one last thing.
Yes.
How do they get a hold of you again?
LiveMusicShowcase.com. Email is info@LiveMusicShowcase.com.
All righty. Thanks again, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Keep up the good work.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.